Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That is Michael Franti. Not a new song. That's on his Stay Human album, but he this morning on Instagram, he managed to put a clean version up, which is, you know, something that we can play on the air. And it's because that is the Instagram audio. I know he's listening right now in Bali because we've been texting back and forth all morning.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Michael. So, but it's like, I think it's like 1 a.m. or midnight or something where he is right now. But we wanted to play that because, you know, sort of encapsulates everything that's happening. This world is so effed up today. But so thank you, Michael, for putting together a version that we can actually play on the air, which is nice. And if you follow Michael Franti on Instagram, maybe you've already looked at that. I think it's like the first post that he's got up there right now. Mm-hmm. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's 8:12 in the morning. We've been highlighting what we call our capeless heroes. These are the people who are keeping the world running while the rest of us are hiding. These are people, everything from healthcare workers to grocery workers to the people delivering stuff, the people picking up your trash. Animal services are also still happening. You know, there's still animals who are in need.
Yeah.
And this morning we're going to be talking with Anne. She's from Oakland Animal Services. Hey, Anne, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
to you
for joining us. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that we want to talk about with you. First of all, though, we were just talking about Tiger King. Are you just horrified by that show, or have you even brought yourself to watch it?
I'm very familiar with it. I cannot watch it.
Yeah, no, it's somebody who's working with animals all the time. I'm sure that's pretty typical. So tell us what you're doing during this crazy time.
Sure. So I'm the director of Oakland Animal Services. So that means that what I'm really doing is supporting the people who are doing the real work. So we've got animal control officers still going out and helping injured animals. People are, still needing to bring animals into the shelter. So we're still here for all of that.
And is this a good time for someone to offer to foster or hopefully to adopt animals? I mean, how are you able to make those connections?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the silver lining is that people are home, and so, there's a lot more time to help animals in need. So we're definitely trying to keep the shelter as empty as possible. We're expanding our foster program. We're still doing adoptions for dogs and cats, doing it safely with social distancing, but, trying to keep that all moving because we know the next wave is a lot more intake.
And how do you manage if someone wanted to? Because actually, you're right. I mean, puppies take a ton of work, and there's a lot of training that goes into those first few months with them. But people are home and have the time. How would you handle a puppy adoption or any adoption, really, at this point? You said social distancing, but how do you manage that?
Yeah, so, I mean, what we're doing is if you wanted to adopt a dog, all of our animals that are available for adoption are in foster homes. And so for dogs, we're asking fosters, after we've done some vetting and we feel like it's a good match and worth everybody's time, have a potential adopter come to the shelter, a foster hand the dog off so that the foster and adopter are not near each other. And then the potential adopter can have some space and get to know the dog, and if it seems like a good match, can take the dog home. With cats, because we don't want to introduce people into other people's homes, we're just doing virtual adoptions. So you get to talk to a foster, you get to see videos of the cat, and if it seems like a good fit, we're doing a handoff that way. And of course, we're always going to take our animals back if it's not a good fit.
Right.
Wow, that is great work you guys are doing. I mean, I fear that in times like this, people change everything up, and I would hate to think that you're handing, you know, a puppy a bandana and stick and saying, hit the road, kid, we got no room for you.
Yeah, I mean, and really what we're doing is adjusting, as everybody is, right? We're adjusting to a new reality and realizing that this isn't going to change anytime soon, and so we really need to adapt and still be available to our community to help as we always are.
Before we get to some shout-outs, tell me what your online address is so that people can go. I assume that you have pictures of adoptable animals, et cetera, and more information.
Yeah, so that's at oaklandanimalservices.org.
All right. And Anne, so now did you write to us or did someone nominate you as a frontline worker?
Somebody who's a volunteer here suggested that I reach out.
Oh, that's sweet. So is there somebody that you want to say hello to this morning or do a couple shout outs, that kind of thing?
That would be Willa Leroff, who has been a volunteer at Oakland Animal Services for nearly 20 years and is amazing and does fabulous work.
All right. Anne, thanks for the work that you're still doing out there, you know, helping to, you know, at this point, you know, maybe people don't have animals top of mind and maybe they should. So Anne from Oakland Animal Services, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.
You can hear Anne's segment and get more information by going to RadioAlice.com/hero. We're putting all these stories up of various people. And if there's somebody that you want to nominate or you want to come on and say some hellos and say how you're handling this whole thing and what you're doing out on the front lines, write to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash, and this time around it's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. New episodes every Monday, and today is no exception. We're working out a whole social distancing thing as he's not working, so it's nice. We're able to see him weekly. And so he's got plenty of energy and the shows are a little longer than they have been. It's like, okay, Johnny, all right, enough.
Off you really?
Go. He's like, What else you want to do? You want to talk about some other? I'm like, you know, an hour, that feels like enough. I don't know.
Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah, it's good. All right, let's start with the album charts. These are the top albums in the country at this moment. They say, you know, how many copies these things sold, but really it's how many streams they had, because a certain amount of streams count as an album. So brand new at number 10 is Joyner Lucas with an album called ADHD, 39,000 copies.
Make it all back on a quick flip, ay. I just need cake and a thick, ay. I ain't have much, just a wish list. Not a broke, doing big. I got the gun lock loaded, I'm ignorant. So keep one eye open like Slick Rick. I got the drip game, gun a big man. Switch lanes on them, hit the mid-range. Keep the big strap on me like a hitman. It go click, clack, willow.
All right, that's number 10. At number
9. I don't hate that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's all right. Roddy Ricch, who ruled the charts for a while. It's, I don't know, that's not for me. Please, give me some Zeppelin. Please excuse me for being antisocial. Roddy Ricch, 40,000 copies.
I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
At number 8 is debuting it, at number 8 is Party Next Door and a record called Party Mobile, 50,000 copies.
You that need for is war in my friends. True, you're so bad we don't need to be time, but I don't want war with you.
At number 7 is YHLQMDLG. That's the name of the record. It's by Bad Bunny. 51,000 copies. At number 6 is Lil Baby. 53,000 copies of My Turn. I'm a little baby. My Turn.
I be giving them cash, stand alone, not your regular rap. Brand new car is noisy. Come to when it's roaring.
Debuting in 5th place is the new Pearl Jam record, Gigaton, 63,000 copies of a rock album, everybody.
Nice.
fourth place is the Dua Lipa album, Future Nostalgia, 66,000 copies.
Don't show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now. Walk away.
Oh, yeah. Number three is Lil Uzi Vert, 84,000 copies of Eternal A Tape.
I brought me a paddock, I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach, came with two doors. Yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest, I'm counting the cabbage while making my lady. Yeah. I brought a G-Wag rabbits, that's why I be racing. Yeah, we brought the full door. Had to get
at number two is 5 Seconds of Summer. This is actually technically its second week because 11,000 CDs from a concert ticket album bundle were accidentally sent out before the official release. But they're counting 133,000 copies of Calm, 5 Seconds of Summer's new album. And at number one, selling 138,000 copies in its second week, is The Weeknd, After Hours. There you go. That is the album chart, the Billboard 200. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about this last week. I want to say it came down late. Bill Withers has passed at 81. He did not die of the coronavirus. But over the weekend, just the tributes were everywhere, and it was, it's sad. When you're not strong, we watched a ton of old concert footage of him, and it's... There's this one show, I don't know, it's like mid-70s, right? And he's up there and he's playing and singing and he's got his whole band up there and he's sweating, just sweating. And you're like, dude, take off the turtleneck crochet sweater you've got on. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to overheat.
But well, it was. He right, was sweating,
it was
apparently.
So, so damn good.
This song, his voice is butter. Mm. And I swear, because I associate it with this song with like every heartbreaking moment in a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
It truly, if I just sit still and listen, I'll cry.
It's beautiful. And Ain't No Sunshine, though, is the one, you know. I think just a few months ago, we did a whole thing where how many, do you remember what the number was? How many I know's are in Ain't No Sunshine?
Yeah, remember? I do. 17.
No.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
There are 26 in that song. It's
all right.
In a row. Oh yeah, play it.
Sunshine when she's gone.
Let's count the I know's.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime.
Let me jump to the I know part.
She goes away. And I know.
That's, you are bad at counting, dude. That is 26 right there. 17. Anyway, rest in peace, Bill Withers. This is, I guess, an opportunity for us to hear something other than the Rick Rolled, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. I guess he did a cover of Ain't No Sunshine, and that was up over the weekend on social media. Let's hear what he says.
Sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yes, I'm warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
What's so bad about Rick Astley? You know, he's actually got a great voice, and he just, that freaking song just was everywhere, and now it's
never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around.
too bad. I feel bad for him, you know.
Well, why do you feel bad for him, though?
Because that sort of defines his whole career. And then you hear him do Ain't No Sunshine. He's actually quite a great singer, you know.
Got a decent voice, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, I oughta leave this thing alone. Well, but ain't no
sunshine. I hate to say it, but I felt every one of those I knows, like it's too, he didn't have the flow that was needed to get through
that. No, I know. You feel like he's counting in his head to get to 26 so he knows where to stop. Because that's what I'd be doing. I'd be counting, you know, that's a feel thing, and I don't have that.
You think he has his fingers out as he's singing this?
I would. So I'd be counting them. I'd be like, oh, crap, am I on the 20s or on the 15s?
It's probably not going to be the right way to help my kid learn math by telling her you don't want to be the guy in the grocery store counting on your fingers to figure out if they've given you correct change.
You know what? Do it any way you have to.
Whatever.
Count your change.
Learn math, kids. Learn numbers. They're important.
Just really quickly, I wanted to add in there that Katy Perry just revealed the sex of her baby with a hilarious Orlando Bloom photo. It's just adorable. He's got pink whipped cream all over his face. It's a girl.
So it's a girl.
What is? All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
What? Already?
Yeah.
I'll get you current, and then we'll talk about dating and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.